Hello and welcome to Bossom Knee Radio, a business-based talk show full of insightful, inspirational interviews and engaging dialogue with business girlfriends from across the globe. These are change agents, thought leaders, and catalysts in their respective industries. This is all in a fun, energetic environment. I'm your host, Vision Elevation Expert, Andrika A.J. Austin. I work with professional women entrepreneurs who are experts in their industry, helping them to add more zeros and commas to their business bottom line. Think of me as your super savvy, straightforward, spiritually connected business best girlfriend who understands the business woman's journey and has your best interests at heart and your success in mind. I invite you to visit www.thesocialpreneurista and click on the pinkish envelope on the homepage to download my free gift to you called The Top 3 Ways to Instantly Increase Your Business Impact, Influence, and Income. You'll also stay in the know about my company's upcoming programs, products, and events that can help you take your company to its next highest level of success. Again, that's www.thesocialpreneurista.com. You can also find, friend, fan, and follow me on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, as well as Instagram under Socialpreneurista. That's SOCIALPRENISTA. I also want to invite you ladies on the Bossom Knee Radio Facebook event page where we interact and we engage for show prizes and giveaways. Just type in Bossom Knee Radio in the Facebook search bar or see the link in the show description bar at blogtalkradio.com/bossofme to join in the fun. So for those of you who are listening online, you're already there. For those of you who have joined me by phone, thank you so much for calling in. You can visit blogtalkradio.com/bossofme and get the link to the Facebook event page so you can be a part of the action. Well, guys, my goal for Boss of Me Radio is to empower you, you as a woman entrepreneur, by sharing tips and tools and tidbits of helpful business advice and ways to help you build your business bottom line and cheer you on to becoming one step to being one step closer to your success. So I'm so grateful to you guys for taking time to tune in as I give voice to my passion for positively impacting the lives of women business leaders worldwide as we come together and leave a legacy that paves the way for generations to come. So Bossom Knee Radio is a 30-minute conversation, and it airs every second and fourth Monday at 6 p.m. So, again, you can listen live online at blogtalkradio.com/bossofme. And while you're there, go ahead and click on the follow button and be the first to know about our upcoming events and special announcements on show information and updates, and listen to show replays. You can also listen to the show on the go by phone. The number to dial is 347-857-2240. Again, that's 347-857-2240. I am so excited about today's show with business best girlfriend, Ms. Biba Padron. But before we get into our conversation, let me tell you a little bit more about the premise behind our show. I named the show Boss of Me Radio as a spinoff of one of my business coaching programs, I Am the Boss of Me, or I Am the VOM for short. This is where I share business advice that helps aspiring women entrepreneurs start and grow their own businesses. Then, as God gave me a clearer message and a deeper understanding of the phrase, I am the boss of me, I was able to understand it as I am, the boss of me. You have to be a little bit of a deep spiritual thinker to get the hidden message, but in the Bible, I am is the name of God, and there's the scripture reference that goes along with it, and it says, and God said unto Moses, I am that I am, and he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. So with this new knowledge and this understanding, I've also found that when I let him, God, I am, take the lead and guide my directions in all aspects of my business journey, things just fall into place, like this radio show. We are live from the beautiful city of Atlanta, Georgia, with this global broadcast that inspires listeners from around the world. and we've received great feedback about the show. So I encourage you guys to browse the archives of our past shows, again, at blogtalkradio.com/bossofme, to get some really good information on various topics that will help you grow your business bottom line. Also, share the show with your best business girlfriends and stay tuned to the Facebook event page for your chance to win a fabulous new prize just for inviting your best business girlfriends. So I'd like to start our shows off by telling you guys how, first, I have been the bomb in my business lately. And then I also invite you guys to tweet and tag me at socialpreneurista using hashtag bossofmeradio. So find me at socialpreneurista, use hashtag bossofmeradio, or post to the Facebook event page how you, too, have been the bomb in your business lately. So I've been the bomb in my business lately because the last 2 days I've accepted 2 huge challenges from another business best girlfriend as well as from myself to step outside of my comfort zone and do something new in my business. And I would love to tell you that both of them paid off, because they did. And I'm so excited that I did it. So I give myself 2 pats on the back and kudos for being the bomb in my business. So go ahead and go to the Facebook page and tweet and share how you've been the bomb in your business lately. Well, today's guest, co-host, and business girlfriend is Ms. Biba Padron. She'll be chatting with us today about how to use social media to attract more clients in just 15 minutes a day. I am so excited to hear what she's going to share with us today. Biba was born and raised in France, and she moved to the United States 12 years ago, speaking very little English, but she had a heart full of passion and drive. So within 24 months of her arriving in the U.S., she became known as the Connection Queen. And she wrote her first book, Start Your Dream Business Today. And her professional background is in sales and marketing management, and she's been recognized as someone who powerfully connects with people through successful networking techniques on both sides of the Atlantic. And she helps assist them with building international partnerships. So as a business coach, award-winning marketing expert, speaker, radio show host, Biba helps professionals and small business owners and entrepreneurs connect the dots of marketing and social media, networking and branding. This is all done to help you grow your business by sharing simple but effective strategies that really work. So with this, her clients are able to attract more clients and build their business and follow their passion of doing what they love best. Biba herself knows from experience that the majority of businesses don't succeed because they lack the right skills and the right system that they need to excel. But because of this, she's here with us today to offer key business secrets and formulas you need to grow, all in a step-by-step format and a roadmap to help you keep from getting lost. So let's go ahead and welcome our special guest, Ms. Biba Padron. Biba, are you with us?
I'm here. Hi, how are you? Thank you very much for inviting me.
Awesome. Thank you. And as you know, I love the French accent, so I can't wait to hear you share a little bit more about this topic. But we're going to start the conversation off with asking you first, how have you been the bomb in your business lately?
Well, I'm working, I'm the same as you, you know, I'm working on a lot of projects, and I'm always working on different projects. And one of my mission is really, when I started my business years ago, was to help other people. But more lately, it was mainly to help women. And I have a radio show, as you know, also to empower women. And I'm working in different projects to try to attract, not attract even more people, but to really help a lot more people. So I'm working on a telesummit. I'm actually a part of telesummit in the U.S. right now, but I'm working as an organizer on a telesummit in the French market, because I know that there's difference between what we do in the U.S. and what we do in France, and I think that in France, women still need more to have more role models to show that they can be successful, they can be a great entrepreneur, they can be a woman, an entrepreneur, a wife, a mother, and they can have the cake and eat it too. So I'm working on that in order to make sure that, you know, it will be a movement, and then we will have even more women following us. And the same as in the U.S., you know, they won't be shy and they will be able to be visible and to show, to bring other women and to empower other women. So that's really
awesome.
What I'm working on right now.
That is awesome. So you are in the French market and you're tapping into the Telesummit market in France to set a role model for French women as well as American women. I love it. And so today's conversation about using social media 15 minutes a day to draw in those clients, can you share with us a little bit more about your story and about how we really can get new clients with social media and helping us to grow our business bottom line using certain strategies?
Yeah. Actually, my story started, if I do it quick, because I organized networking events in New York 10, 12 years ago when I arrived in the United States, and I didn't know anything about networking. And so I created a different strategy, and that's how within two years people used to call me the connection queen, because I was really connecting with people, not just going to an event, exchanging business card, and then nothing happened. And then when social media arrived, actually I never thought that I would be a coach one day, but I had more and more people were asking me, say, how are you do it? Because we knew that recently you didn't speak English, you didn't know anybody. Now everybody know your name in New York and you, or your events, and you attract people. So how you do that? And so I had more and more questions of people, and that's how I just created a program at that time and say, okay, you want to know how I do it? So this is the program. You have audio. I'm telling you everything that I do.
Ooh.
And then people came back and said, okay, now we know what you do and how you do it, but we still need help. So that's really how I started being a coach, because people were asking me how I was doing and how it was working. And a few years later, social media arrived. And what did I do? For me, social media and networking, online or offline, is exactly the same strategy. It's really who you talk to. Do you go to a networking event and speak with everybody, or do you try to go to an event with your target market? Well, social media is the same. You waste your time. That's why a lot of people say that it's not working, because they waste your time trying to connect with everybody, to have thousands of fans. They don't care if it's the target market or not the target market. So they don't go effectively to the right place. They don't select the right group. They just try to speak with everybody. And that's the reason why some people can spend like 2 hours, 3 hours a day on social media and never get any clients out of it, because they're not targeted. They try to speak with everybody. They try to connect with everybody. They try to put comments everywhere to anybody. So, but now when you know exactly who is your ideal clients, you know that if you want clients out of it, well, you connect only with your ideal clients. You connect only with your target market. You know where to go. You know on which group you're supposed to hang out on social media. And if you spend, that's what I said, you know, at the beginning, of course, you will take some time. But when you know really the strategy, 15 minutes a day is enough. Because the problem is most of the people, you get distraction on social media because you see an article and then you see a video and then you see a nice puppy on the video and your nice kid. And then especially since last year, there's so many videos that has nothing to do with business but have very funny. We click on it and then it's 2 minutes here and 60 seconds here and 5 minutes here. And, of course, there's a lot of distraction. So if you know exactly who you're supposed to talk to and you only talk to those people, so it means you know who are your ideal clients and your target market, and you just connect with those people. Well, of course, at the beginning, maybe if you don't know social media at all, it may take you an hour. But then when you know the right strategy after a period of time, and it doesn't take that long, but it will, you know, 15 minutes will be enough, because you can check what is on your news feed in the morning. You can check it once at lunchtime, and you can check it once in the evening. And then maybe when you finish the day, that's what I do when my day is finished. Maybe for 5 minutes I want some fun on social media. So then I will look at the video. I will look at the funny stuff. But I won't do that during the day, because during the day it's business. So I know where to go. I know on which page to go. I know exactly on which group to communicate. So that way you don't waste your time, you don't have the distraction, and then it's way more effective.
That is amazing. You have given us so many good tips, and I know we are together for a short time, so guys, if it sounds like we're rushing through, we're really not. It's just so much we want to share, but I invite you guys to definitely listen to the replay and take notes, because I'm here listening and taking notes and thinking of how we could share this beyond the show even. But Biba, I love your story that you came over, you didn't know the language, you learned the language, you learned how to network, you packaged what you knew, you offered it to people, you became the connection queen. by starting that program. And then I love how you took those same networking ideas and that same approach to the social media world with that virtual networking, if you will. And you have really answered my next question for tips on being more effective on social media. I love how you said to have a target, have a focus. Know where your ideal clients are, where they meet up, where they gather, where they get together in these groups. And then if you start off with that strategy of, listen, I'm only doing 15 minutes a day so that I can avoid those distractions. I'm going to check it once in the morning, once in the noon, once in the evening. And definitely the bottom line is keep it business focused. I love
Absolutely.
That. And that was my advice coming in before I knew what a Facebook was. I was advised, have a theme, have a strategy, but if nothing else, remember to keep it positive and keep it centered around what you're on there to do. And for us, we're on there for business, so you got to know what you're on there for. So can you share with us maybe like a quick example of a client that you worked with who's had success using those social media tips to help grow their business?
Yeah, actually, it's interesting because most of the people come to me because they want to have more visibility also on social media. I teach marketing in general, but they know me as the connection queen, or they know me on social media. So they see that I have the visibility, so, and they see the testimonials of my clients. But most of the time when they come to me at first, and if they really don't know anything about social media, they don't think that there's any interest for the business. So, for example, I had these clients about 2 years ago who just opened a candy store. So she said, when she came to me, she said, oh, I need to do a blog. And I said, why do you want to do a blog? Because you have a store, you sell candy, so I don't really see a blog helping you. And she said, well, I don't know. Everybody say that I need a blog, so I should have a blog. And then she said, well, why should I use social? I said, no, we won't use the blog, but we will use social media, and in your case, we will use Facebook. And she said, but how Facebook will help me? So, of course, she learned because you know, she was in a program to learn and to listen to the strategy that I give. So she learned how to use Facebook, how you to interact with people, how to find the ideal clients, not trying to connect with everybody, how to post interesting messages, how to post testimonials from her clients. And I say, you know, if people, you sell something very special because she sells candy cake. So it's very creative, it's very nice, it's for the kids, but usually that's the mother who picks the thing. So I say, when you have clients, tell them to take pictures during the, if they have a birthday, if they have whatever it is, but you know, during the party, take pictures and post your pictures on your page. So people will see exactly what it is, and suddenly you're not selling candies, but you're selling an experience for, it's something different for the party. So in very few months, using the right strategy, she got 5,000 fans, but targeted fans, not like anybody, especially because she lives in a French island, so she can't even, you know, ship the candies outside of the island. So it was 4,000 fans really targeted on the island, and mainly women, mothers who have young kids. And then quickly she had 10,000, she recently actually got 10,000 fans, but very quickly at the beginning, maybe after 4 or 5 months, she got 80% of her the orders from the candies that she's selling from Facebook. Not because people passed by the store, but because she was able to attract the people in the store through Facebook, showing exactly what she's doing it, showing the creation of what she's doing with the candy cake, showing the testimonials from other people, putting videos, targeting with the right people, being in the right groups also, targeting in the people in this specific island. So 80% of the orders that she has now comes from Facebook. And then from that, she got, of course, a lot of visibilities, and she was able to attract the local press and the local TV, and she was on the press different time, she was on TV different time. And all of this, and when she came 2 years ago, she really thought that Facebook was not for her. So it works whatever business you have. And then for some people, it won't be Facebook. It will be probably more LinkedIn. But it's very important. That's why you need to know who is your ideal clients, who is your target market, to see where they hang out. So for her, it was more Facebook, of course. But for other people, maybe if they're a consultant, that will be probably LinkedIn. But we will do the exact same strategy. And what is important is to know which social media will be the more important for you, where your ideal clients and your target market hang out. And that's where you have to be.
I love it, and I love the idea of getting more visibility and the fact that you're known on social media. Actually, that's how we know each other. We've been Facebook friends for years, and we finally connected through another secret private group on Facebook, and we found that we had so much in common with all of this knowledge that we want to share to help women entrepreneurs. And so I love the tips that you give with how to take a client viral as far as having them put their clients' testimonials on their pages and knowing the reason for the need for social media by not trying to connect with everybody, because everybody's not your client. They're not your fan. Mm-hmm. They're not your followers. You know, you don't have to have all your friends on a page, but by doing interesting posts and interesting topics and then doing the – I love the tip on sharing – telling your clients to post pictures where you can sell that experience, which leads to those thousands of new special fans and those targeted followers. But the fact that that 80% ROI, that return on investment from that one Facebook page by sharing those videos and those targeted probably ads or sponsored ads, you know, I know we can go a whole other show about that. But the fact that that increased her visibility and got that media attention and got more exposure in the press, that's impressive. And I love the tip that you left us with in the end, that social media could be seasonal for your business depending on where you are. So can you share with us, depending on where we are in business, what social media platform would you recommend that we use to really connect one-on-one with people?
Well, of course, we know that the most famous one are Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. That's where most of the people are. I would say that it really depends on the kind of business that you are, because, of course, when I say, you know, a consultant will be more, or if you contact corporation, of course, that will be more LinkedIn than Facebook or than Twitter. But I would say that at the same time, pick the one that you think that your target market is, but then you also have to be on the other. So there's also Google+, Pinterest, Instagram. What is important is to be everywhere, because you never know where people will find you. Because, for example, personally, I prefer Facebook. I don't like Twitter at all, but I still post on Twitter because, you know, some people will be more Twitter than Facebook, and then they will, if I post on a regular basis, they will find me on Twitter or they will find me on Google+. So it's very important that you pick one or two that works the best for you, and you will be active on a regular basis. And that's why Facebook and LinkedIn usually are the two, because you can go on the groups, you can exchange with people on very targeted groups, so you speak with the people that who might become your clients one day, or people who can recommend you, people who can send you referrals. But at the same time, don't forget to post on the others, and there's a lot of ways you can, without wasting your time, you know, to post everywhere. You can use Hootsuite. And then that way you have one dashboard and you can post on all of them. You can, when you use Facebook, you can link Facebook to your Twitter account. So that way each time you post on Facebook, the same message will come on Twitter. There's different way, without wasting your time, to be present on all of the social media. You will be probably more active in one or two where you probably posted a couple of times a day at least, or maybe on Facebook now the new statistics show that we should post like 10 times a day. But, well, if you already post two or three times a day, it's already great. And on others, you don't have to be there every day. On LinkedIn, maybe you don't have to, or on Pinterest, you can be there like two or three times a week. But it's very important that in order to grow your visibility, you have to be everywhere, because you never know where people will find you.
Oh, my goodness. I love it. And I love how you advise us to look at where you think your target market is. And for those of you who don't know where your target market is, that requires a lot of more research, a lot of more thinking, a lot of more soul searching and deep diving as to who you really, really want to share with what you do with your business. But you also advise us to go where we prefer to go, with sprinkling just a little bit on each channel, on multiple channels, being advised to post and connect and share and just say something. But I know that we have a short time together. I can't wait till you write your book on how to do this stuff, because we need the step-by-step instruction, that roadmap, because you gave some really good tips on how we can stay focused, how we can narrow our time by targeting in on where we should be in order to get our message heard and to attract those ideal clients that we would love to work with and we're so passionate about serving. So with just about 3 minutes left to the show, but before we wrap up our conversation, tell us how more about how what you just shared with us about social media, how we can use all of that that you just shared, because it was a lot, but they're going to go back and listen to the show to get those tips and take notes like I did. Tell us how we can use just one quick tip that you could leave us with as far as using those 15 minutes a day to help grow that business bottom line.
What is very important is really to meet the people on social media because that's where they hang out all day. But then don't hesitate to invite them for conversation outside of social media. Invite them for conversation on the phone or on Skype. Of course, once again, when they do target market, to learn more about them, to see what they need, to see how you can them, to see even you can help them in any way, even if it's not related to your business. So you really have to create that connection offline. You find it online, but you create a connection online. You need to be a resource for people, so help them the any way you can, and connect with them so that way they might be interested by your services or not, or they might send you a referral. But for sure, when you go from social media to offline and you really connect one-on-one with people, even if it's on the phone or on Skype, you will learn a lot more about them. So that's very important to start the connection on social media, to continue outside of social media as a real people, because people forget now we have a tendency to use only internet, but think that, you know, the phone is still working. And then make sure that you give without expecting anything in return. So people will remember you and they will see, that's how you will see a great return on your investment of time on social media. And that's how you will be able to use social media very effectively. So the tips is really start the conversation on social media, take it off this offline, and then really connect one-on-one with people.
I love it, and I love how you just wrapped that on up with a pretty little pink bow. Thank you so much. That was awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, because as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, Boss of Me Radio is designed for women entrepreneurs who are in the process of growing their business. And the information that myself, that I share, and the special guests that I have on, we all come together to help each other get one step closer on that journey to success. So I know these strategies work that Biba's talking about, and I know that if you just put in the work, take a little bit of action, put a little bit of elbow grease behind them, you'll see that return on investment, that 80% increase. And like she mentioned, that investment of time, how it'll come back to you in the form of clients and, of course, income, which is what we're looking for as our bottom line. Well, ladies, this has been so much fun. I challenge you guys to join our Facebook event page challenge and post your takeaways and your key points and your notes and your quotes from the show. And I invite you guys to be back here with us on Monday, March 23rd at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Central, and 3 p.m. Pacific for our next show with our conversation continuing with another special business best girlfriend. Also, if you'd like to be featured on the show as a woman in the spotlight or share your programs and products with our listeners, be sure to email me, aj@thesocialpernisa.com. Biba, before we leave, can you give us your website and real quick your Twitter handle and your Facebook handle so that the people can connect with you to learn more about you and your services and what you do?
Yeah, my website is theconnectionqueen.com, so it's easy to remember. And on Facebook and Twitter, you can just put Biba Pedron and you will find me as my personal page or my fan page. My fan page is actually facebook.com/BibaPedronFans. And I connect every day with people and I put different tips. And same thing, Twitter is twitter.com/BibaPedron. And let me know that you were on the show.
Go ahead.
So. Let me know that you were on a show, and let's exchange and let's see how we can help each other.
Yes, because as the name says, she is the Connection Queen. So theconnectionqueen.com, start there like I did, and reach out and connect. She's very good, very thorough with follow-up and follow-through, which I love. So thank you so much once again, Biba, for taking time out to share your insight with us and being one of our business best girlfriends.
Thank you. Thanks to you. And I hope that your audience got some tips out of it.
We did. Well, until next time, ladies, remember to be the hashtag the bomb in your business and in your life. Until our next conversation, God bless you guys and good night.